Dan Marcus's Wax Museum is a podcast and a website featuring conversations I've had past and present with artists from rock and roll's formative years. If you like what you hear, if you're a fan of the genre, please share this with your friends, like us on Facebook and Instagram, and on the podcast, click subscribe to hear upcoming episodes of Dan Marcus's Wax Museum. Thanks. Founding Supremes member Mary Wilson passed away February 8th of 2021. She left behind a legacy that was more than just great music. We talked several times over the years, and when I sat down with her in 1987, we discussed how the Supremes crossed over not only from black to white audiences, but they also appealed to another important group of people.
There was something special about the Supremes in that we had not only the teenagers, but we had the adults as well, which really helped put us across the board, so to speak.
Their music made the Supremes crossover artists.
Black music, soul music, or whatever they call it, you know. And I think a lot of people still had it in their minds that it was segregated. When Motown came around, it unsegregated music. I mean, it opened it up in such a way where it made it easier for people to really like it and understand it and enjoy it.
In 1964, the Supremes went on tour and started it as Nobody's. And by the end of the tour, they were the show closers.
Motown released Where Did Our Love Go? We went on a Dick Clark Caravan of Stars tour. And we were on that tour with people like Gene Pitney, you know, the Shirelles and the Drifters. And we didn't have any hits, obviously. And so we were like, and others. but in the middle of that tour, the record was released and became a hit. And it was just like all over. It was just beginning.
Mary Wilson, a talented performer, a gracious person, generous with her time, and always with a smile on her face. Rest in peace, Mary Wilson.